FM, 16 minutes past 8. Now, usually, I know you guys are waiting with bated breath to hear that beautiful song for Dave's World and hear all my interesting facts. But today, I'm going to sacrifice Dave's World for something very important. Ladies and gentlemen, we're joined live in studio by Katie Ford from the Guinness Book of World Records. Give her a round of applause.
Hooray!
The reason Katie's here is because last year, you may remember, on page 10 of the 2010 Guinness Book of World Records, Dermot, myself and Siobhan were pictured. Now, Siobhan, I don't know why Siobhan, because she didn't have a bloody world record last year. But Dermot and I did for blowing Maltesers. I blew it with the straw the length, and Dermot was able to suspend his in the air the longest.
3.14 seconds, I'll have you know, and my record still stands.
Yes, I've just learned from Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys.
I've just learned that my record no longer stands.
It's been beaten.
Who is it? Who do I have to go out and hunt down?
You have a New Zealander to track down.
He actually beat me by 10 feet. I had 27 feet. He now has blown a Malteser with a straw 37 feet.
Not about you this time, Dave, though.
No, it isn't, actually.
Because the 2011 Guinness Book of Records, which we are pictured in, is celebrating what?
What's it celebrating? You tell me.
It's celebrating Siobhan's hog record.
It sounded like you were saying it was celebrating some kind of anniversary or something. I was as confused as Katie.
I was
there,
totally
yeah.
Confused.
The book itself isn't celebrating, just one little bit.
The entire book is dedicated to Siobhan's record for hugging over 5,000 people in 24 hours.
Yes, it is. She did very well.
And you made it in again.
We did a picture of us because we're very handsome, and frankly, the Guinness Book of World Records wouldn't have sold without a picture of Dermot and Dave. They learned that last year. No, record sales.
Fair play to Siobhan. It's Siobhan that got us in again this year, isn't it?
Well, Siobhan and me, of course.
The only time in this Guinness Book of World Records 2011 you'll see Katie Ford is in the picture with Dermot, Dave and Siobhan. That's worth it.
What page are we on, Katie?
You're on page 11 this year, lads.
Page 11, good page.
You should know it's all new records in here this year, so you're very lucky to have made it in again.
Yeah, because our records are obviously a year old, so. Well, but it's still just Siobhan's record. We should give her the credit, in fairness.
Now listen, Katie, you're wearing a very lovely Guinness World Records emblazoned top. You obviously have to wear that around all the time. Do you have more than one?
I have more than one, I can assure you.
Now, I bet you, when you come into any TV or radio studio, somebody says to you, "So, Katie, tell us, what are the more wacky records that you can recall?" I'm going to save you from actually having to answer that. Is there anything else interesting you'd like to say about the records in the book?
I don't mind answering it, honestly.
Okay.
I get used to it. I think it's important to know that everything in here is new. So there's photos in here that you've never seen before.
Brilliant.
Some of the standout photos for me are the dog with the longest tongue. So we've got a dog in the US who's a 4.5-inch tongue. It's probably longer than his own body.
Oh my God.
And another interesting one, and a great video actually online if you take a look, Anastasia. There's a dog team here. It's a dog that can pop 100 balloons in 45 seconds.
I've seen that actually. Or I've seen a dog certainly pop a huge number of balloons in a minute or something.
Yeah, I can't imagine there's many other dogs who are really queuing up to beat the record.
Don't start. A lot of people do that when you go, you got to get Guinness Book of World Records because you were the only person to eat 60 hot dogs underwater while being chased by a shark out with killer bees in your mouth. That doesn't matter. If you achieve a Guinness Book of World Records record, you're a complete legend. That's all I'm living off anyway.
Thank you for bringing it over. I think we have a few to give away, don't we?
Yeah, we have 5 copies for you to give away to your readers.
Okay. So 2011, all colour. How many pages?
288 pages.
See, there's nothing. You can't stump Katie on anything. There's nothing she doesn't know about this. And I bet you that if Katie did an episode of Cribs, you know the way rappers go into their closet and they take out a pair of white runners and they go, "Yo, look, I can lick this, man, because I ain't even wear them. And every time I wear these runners, I throw them in the bin." I'd say that's how what Katie's like with her fleeces. She's just like a huge, massive wardrobe full of them.
Listen, I'm disgusted we got into the book before you did, and it took you being in our photo to get into it.
Like, I didn't say that.
No.
I didn't say that.
No. Only this year.
Oh.
You see, you're not listening at all. You're jumping to all wrong conclusions. Why don't you sit down for a minute?
So you set fire to the warehouse when? What are you, crazy?
Round of applause for Katie Ford coming in. If you want to win yourself a copy of the 2011 Guinness Book of World Records, why don't you just text the word Guinness to 53981. Stick your name and address in that as well, and we'll know you're interested in that. And when is it out for people to buy in the shops?
It's on sale from today.
Okay, go out and get it and you can see us.
Yes, and there's also other things in the book as well.
Page 11, that's all you want to see. Bottom right-hand corner, looks brilliant. Okay, Katie, thanks, Peter, for coming in. Thanks for giving us the books.
Hey!
98 FM.